Cars.
Well, they call them cars more than they were machines. They never afford to make them into a machine. Every now and then, Paul, you would, I knew one Paul, and he didn't afford to a machine, but he bought all one out. Most of them would say cars.
And you remember keeping the air in the tires? I guess when they first, well, in fact, even in the 30s, it was a problem to keep tires and weren't in too good a shape. Is that right?
That's right. I traveled from here to Jackson. Just about looked to have a flat tire too.
Sure.
And new tie, if you bought a new tie, you know, I've had them, the new tires blow out, you know, hit a bump, you know, put a rough place, you know, and it's blow out. The brake would come in there, kind of X, brake right in the center. I guess that was due to the cord that they used back in them time, you know, wore the cotton cloth cord, you know. I guess rayon nylon stuff now makes a difference with
that. That would be in the tread, or would it be in the
It'd be right in the tread, right on the inside of the tire, right in the middle of it. That X. I mean, they have to make a brand new tire. Get a bad spot in the road, maybe a rock or bump or something. They probably wouldn't blow out right then, but it's finally, you know, and you could see that. And then you'd go from it. In the back of those days, we always carried a good jack pump and box of passengers.
Would a tire be any good after you got that? You couldn't fix it?
No, we couldn't fix it, balkanized and fix it. It wouldn't hold them. Yeah. God, just didn't hold them much back anyway. They'd be mighty careful with them.
You'd patch.
You probably could take and put a big boot in and something and get some service out of it.
So you do most of the patching on the.
And most of the patching and you very seldom you carry it to a garage and have it fixed. You have so much of that it happened to you on the road till you just get used to
doing it. You patch the tube then.
That's the tube. Take the tube out of the tire and take the tire off. And take the wheel off, take the tire off, take the tube out, patch it. Mm-hmm. Take your pump it back on, put it back on. And you take some fellows that patch this car around, they can put it quick too. Right. Take long to do it.
A lot of experience.
A lot of experience. I can fix a lot of tires now. Like I have tractors, I have a camera. Take the tire off. Tractors and wagons I have out there, what I use, take that off, fix it. I used to sometimes with my truck, but I have, I usually don't have too many trucks. Mm-hmm. Have a spare, I just change it, but I'll bring it up to the
road. When you first got your cars, tell me about the gas and oil. Did you change your own?
Well, we didn't change the oil too much. You know, I had 8 motor fold and I didn't have, I don't think I ever changed all that. I don't think too many, well, a few of them changed it, but they changed it, but a lot of them all about changing.
Keep
putting everything in there. And gas, we really didn't use a whole lot of gas. Gas is pretty cheap.
Do you have a name for a little, speaking of roads, a little road that goes off